Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time, and that means Tom Lydon is in the house. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com. So it's ETF Trends, the website, just add the .com, and for all things related to ETFs, not just Tom's picks and what Tom is looking at, but what are the developments in the industry? What are the new funds? What's going on with bigger, broader trends? What's the next thing that's coming out in terms of where fund architecture is going and more? ETFtrends.com can help you out. And of course, they're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on the show. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Let's see how we're doing on the ETF of the week, because our ETF of the week is
the iShares China Large Cap ETF, ticker symbol FXI.
FXI, the iShares China Large Cap ETF. Why China now?
Well, a few things. Number one, first and foremost, we've had a decent rebound in our stock market since the lows in February, but also we've had a very decent, almost 20% rebound in the China market. So first and foremost, China is back above its long-term trend line, its 200-day moving average. But there's also a lot of different ways to play China today. So let's go back. Quick history. When these types of ETFs first came out, most of the H shares or Chinese companies that were available to investors outside of China were available only through Hong Kong traded stocks. So these would be China-related companies traded through Hong Kong, thus the name H-Shares. Over time, more of the markets in China opened up, and companies that were only at one point available to Chinese nationals now are available to foreigners like us, and they are called A-Shares. So the A-Shares have become extremely popular. Now, there's something called the Shenzhen Hong Kong Stock Connect program that's just begin to put into place. And that's really a program where you're linking both H shares and A shares all together and traded on multiple exchanges. Great advantage, another way that China is saying that we're opening up our capital markets. However, the A shares markets have been in great demand, and with that popularity, they become expensive compared to the H-shares. So getting back to the basics of when we first started, FXI, which is just large-cap Chinese companies traded on the Hong Kong exchange with a P/E ratio of only 9, it's really a great value compared to the A-shares right now that's trading close to a 13 P/E. So if A, you don't have China in your portfolio and you're feeling a little bit more comfortable with it, B, if you're looking for a trend to follow, there's definitely a trend in place here. And finally, if you want to know the designation between A shares, H shares, and ultimately we're going to see changes in global MSCI indexes, which will include both, you might want to cherry pick this opportunity with FXI.
In terms of where this fits in your portfolio, is this take some of your emerging markets money and dedicate it here to China, do a China tilt? Is this take some of your international money, no matter what you've got in emerging markets, and expand your China tilt? I mean, that's a key consideration here. Or is this coming from someplace else?
Well, if you've got a global diversified portfolio, and it, even if it's an ETF, you probably already have some China, and you probably already have some China H shares, which are there, number one. So, you know, if you're more bullish on China, that's great. But if you're buy and hold, diversified asset allocator, you maybe don't have to make any changes. However, there are also areas of the world that are challenged. China seems to be continuing to move along the more progressive route. They're competitive about their financial markets for sure, and we can see that by some of the moves that they're making here. If you look to overweight in China from an asset allocation standpoint, here's an area that you can buy and hold with FXI. They're the biggest companies in China, number one. However, if you're opportunistic and you're looking to follow trends, also FXI has recently, in the last 2 months, gone above its 200-day average for the first time in a while. And with that, you may have a great opportunity to buy some value with global companies in China and just follow that as long as you're above the 200-day average.
There at the 200-day moving average, of course, is the other question is you're going to stick with this as long as it's above the 200-day moving average. If it goes below, that's our sell signal, correct?
That's it.
It's that simple. It's the iShares China Large Cap ETF, the FXI, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for taking time out.
You too, Chuck. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Tom Lydon, everybody, he is the editor of ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com. That's the website to go to. On Twitter, at ETF Trends. While you're at it, follow Tom, too. He is at Tom Lydon. All right, we just had a good start to the August 25th edition of Money Life, but a good start demands much more, and we have a lot more show to go. So stay with us. Don't touch that dial. Remember, coming up a little bit later today, Cindy Stark from Value Line Larger Companies Fund in for the Money Life Market Call. So we're living the money life. There's much more to go.